Hey, welcome once again to another edition of the Gobeski-Wallace Report podcast.
And are we a podcast?
Huh?
Are we a podcast or are we a mapcast? I know we were...
I think we switched back to podcast because we don't want to pander to...
rabies?
Yes.
Right. Okay.
And this one's special, and I bet you can already tell, because Adam and I are in the same room.
Yes, I've made the trip to Wisconsin, and specifically for this podcast.
And how do you find it?
Much better than Illinois.
Well,
or at least the parts I drove through. For one thing, you don't have tollways. I'm a big fan of not tollways.
Well, it doesn't make sense that they have so much interstate traffic that the taxpayers in that state should have to pay for it. Go. Rebuttal.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. What about taxpayers?
Fair enough.
Okay.
And we just came back from seeing The Dark Knight, which I thought was pretty awesome. I still don't know how I'm going to compare it to Batman Begins. I really liked Batman Begins.
It's a different movie. Yeah. I think The Dark Knight was a little bigger in scope.
Yeah, it was. But I still think I might end up liking the first one better.
It's okay, you're entitled. I might feel that way too, but that shouldn't really detract from The Dark Knight.
We'll have to see. It always takes me a few days to really let it sink in and think about it.
This is fair.
But Brianne's here. She might say something. She might not.
Hi.
There you go. So we've actually got an idea for this podcast today. I wonder if people can hear you playing right now or not.
Oh, I don't know.
I bet the amp is too far. It's nice ambiance anyway.
Okay.
For us, if nobody else.
I mean, we can always stop it right now and just see.
Perhaps we will. Okay, turns out you can hear him.
Yep, I'm here.
But our idea for today is, I think it's been, how long has it been since we made the first Nick Bronson radio show?
By the time listeners hear this, 7 years.
7 years. Wow.
Yes, that's right. So, this is 2014 at this rate.
So we think it's about time to make another one, but we haven't actually brainstormed any ideas for it, so that's what we're going to do for you right now, so you can see the creative process.
It's true.
And how we do things.
Loyal listener.
Yeah.
Singular.
Okay.
So you said you had an idea beforehand that you weren't going to discuss with me so we could capture the sound.
Yes.
Mike.
So,
shoot.
What's the problem with dinosaurs? What disadvantage do they have over humans?
They're cold-blooded. Possibly cold-blooded.
That's true, we could use that. But that's not what I was thinking.
They're dead?
That's also true, but in the scope of our world, that's not true. So that's not an issue with us. So give up?
Yeah.
Hands. Dinosaurs?
Some dinosaurs had hands.
But what kind of hands? Do they have opposable thumbs?
There's actually, I think that, I mean, this is, we're talking like long-term knowledge from like when I was 12 or 13. But I feel like they thought they'd found dinosaurs that may potentially have had either opposable thumbs or going toward that direction, and then, you know, the rock fell, but...
What? That's ridiculous.
No, you're absolutely right.
Yes, I am absolutely right. So what if dinosaurs got hands? Wouldn't they be a much more formidable enemy?
They might.
They might. They'd be able to shoot a gun. Did the dinosaur shoot the gun and the other... He did.
Let me ask our continuity person.
I think they did.
They did?
But it's probably like a specially developed dino gun.
Probably. And, like, they probably can't type on computers and things like that. So what if somebody invented something that allowed dinosaurs to have hands, or, like, fake hands for dinosaurs? Then Nick Bronson would really have something to worry about.
It's true.
It's just an idea.
Oh, it's a good story.
So then... some inventor has to invent this, but, like, is that the problem? Like, he sees on the news that someone has invented these hands for lizards?
Well, it's gotta be totally unrelated.
Totally unrelated? Like, he sees a dinosaur that has hands, and, like, where does this come from?
Yeah. Or, well, alright, well, let's take a step back here.
Okay, let's broader scope. First, I don't think we should necessarily have the same villain this time.
Okay, I don't even remember the villain from that. This is I don't remember any characters. Talk to me.
It was someone. Oh, Rex Tyrannosaur or Renose.
Oh yeah.
Remember?
Right.
Which was a good character, but
Rex Tyrannosaur.
But he, last we saw, he went off into space. And I think we need to establish more villains.
Okay, that's
totally. And obviously, we cannot have the same Babe either. You need another Babe, because that's the way that these things work.
Possibly played by the same person, though.
That's fine. That doesn't matter. As long as it's a different character. So what kind of villain should we have?
Should it be another dinosaur? Should it be someone working for dinosaurs?
Not another dinosaur necessarily, but it had, obviously they have to be related to dinosaurs or want to further the cause of dinosaurs.
I like guitar.
That's clear. I'm hoping it doesn't, no, I don't think it's interfering with the sound.
Yeah, so what if it is?
That's true.
That's just you talking.
We're never about the sound quality, really. Perhaps I should stop turning around in my chair every couple seconds. I bet that's affecting the sound quality, too. Anyway.
Anyway, what?
Did we ever have anyone kidnapped by dinosaurs in the last one?
I don't think anyone was kidnapped. In the last one? No.
Oh, but in my initial story.
In the first one, James Cromwell gets captured.
That's right, that's kind of played out then.
What's his name?
Professor, no.
I know I've said James Cromwell, like, people realize, so understand.
He's played by James Cromwell.
Ideally.
Yeah. Ideally. I don't think he would be that hard to get. I've already done time travel as well. So I don't think necessarily time travel should be a component.
Underwater.
A comment from the peanut gallery. Underwater. So like an underwater city. Because there's dinosaurs that are underwater. Right? What do they call them? Like
sea devils?
Yes.
Plesiosaurs?
Yes. Something like that. They have all sorts of underwater dinosaurs. And we could have them coming up on land.
Why would they? What? Oh, so
they with special vehicles to like walk around on land.
Ooh, no, maybe they came up from land to get some hands.
Oh, yeah, it could be. Because that's always been their disadvantage, is that they had flippers and they didn't even have the fingers or whatever. They just had the flippers,
which is suited for water. But if you're trying to
But they already control the seas. They already control the seas. They have to expand. So maybe they could be in cahoots with the Russian Navy or something. We get a whole communist thing going. But set it 20 years ago or something.
You want a prequel?
Oh, it could be. Yeah, it could be a prequel because we need the communist angle, I think.
Okay.
He doesn't have any political, really, opponents yet either. So I think we could do an underwater communist dinosaur thing.
Maybe show how he met Murphy. It'd be his first big case.
That's true. He'll be a little inexperienced, maybe.
A little cocky.
Yeah.
It's like Casino Royale.
Maybe,
full of dinosaurs.
Yes, maybe he won't know how to use a shotgun. How does this thing work?
Oh, yeah.
But then he learns.
Yeah, you pull this thing.
Yes.
That could be the revolution. The power was in your trigger finger all along.
So, what underwater should it take place in? Atlantic, Pacific? Maybe the North Sea? Or the Arctic. Because what could be anywhere? Just where some place is interesting.
What's an interesting place, Peanut Gallery? Peanut Gallery is shrugging.
Strait of Gibraltar.
The Strait of Gibraltar. Mediterranean it is.
Yes. We will involve the Strait of Gibraltar somehow.
Maybe we can throw some Atlantis in.
Well, yeah, that is... The lost city of Atlantis was a dinosaur colony.
There you go.
It was built by dinosaurs. We could... Well... Yes, I think the Bermuda Triangle could be a good thing. Except how... We've got a lot of ideas already.
Mm-hmm. So?
Maybe that's how they get there, is they have to get lost in the Bermuda Triangle to get
to... That's the secret gateway.
Secret gateway to Atlantis, which was a dinosaur city. Or maybe that could be it. Maybe... Oh, no, then that starts to sound a lot like... Indiana Jones and the Fate of Atlantis, doesn't it? Replace the Nazis with communists. So maybe he initially finds out about it because people are getting eaten in Bermuda.
Shorts.
And where did Bermuda shorts come from? Bermuda. Yes, let's go to Bermuda.
Should you be writing this down? Can we open like another...
We could. I mean, I guess we could always listen to this again, but that's kind of a... Yeah.
Always. No. That's all right. Well, I mean, you can listen to it again, but I at least need something to keep track of where we are right now.
Adam never listens to these again. All right. So,
You type, I'll give a musical note.
Nick Bronson, dinosaur hunter, go Nick! I bet you could find out the chords.
I actually don't remember what I did, because it was on a piano keyboard.
Oh.
And like, there was like fourths involved and inverted seconds.
Underwater, dinosaurs, Atlantis, Bermuda Triangle.
Nick.
And
Nick Bronson.
Communists.
In his first adventure.
Hyphen.
Ever.
Prequel.
Prequel with Nick Bronson.
So learning to
things happen.
Use shotgun.
But it's okay. Or is it? Yes, it is. Nick Bronson, dinosaur hunter. Though not quite yet. He will be a dinosaur hunter in the future.
Oh, yeah, maybe he's... Actually wants to be a museum curator.
Nick Bronson, dinosaur hunter, soon to be a radio superstar, but no one would listen, cause then the dinosaurs might win. Oh yeah, Nick Bronson, dinosaur hunter, Nick Bronson, dinosaur hunter, Nick Bronson!
That's going to close. I think that's going to close it. All right. Original song by Adam. But, see, now I've lost track of what I was thinking.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. Oh yeah, maybe he actually wants to be a museum curator, and that's what he's going to start to do, but then he finds his real calling.
Hunting dinosaurs.
Hunting dinosaurs. Well, maybe this is how he latches onto the dinosaur conspiracy. Maybe he doesn't know.
I like it.
He's a mild-mannered curator, gets caught up in this somehow, learns about the existence of dinosaurs, and realizes that they must be stopped.
Does he have to be mild-mannered? So,
okay, fine. He's a hardcore. He's a hardcore museum curator.
It's just a museum curator.
Oh,
no adjective.
Okay.
Outside of museum.
Then what personality does he have? He's not mild mannered. He's not hardcore.
He's whatever you want to be.
It's whatever
naive,
we want him to
want.
Be. Naive, yes.
Okay.
A naive museum curator. As are we all naive
all,
about dinosaurs.
All book learning, though. No practical. Field experience.
That's true.
But that's about to change. Alright, so who should introduce him to the ways of the conspiracy?
Not Murphy.
Well, obviously not. Murphy's
okay.
Gonna be.
Yes. Who?
What? should be a female.
And okay.
And the female dies.
Hi, Nick. Welcome to the world of dinosaurs. I'll bet you didn't know there was a conspiracy.
A conspiracy? How is that possible?
Well, you see, it's like that dinosaur over there holding the gun with the newly fashioned head.
You're dead.
Oh. And I loved her.
No.
In that 5 minutes she was established, I learned to love her. Okay. Female lead introduces Nick to Dinosaur Conspiracy and Love. So, maybe we don't need the hands thing. That might be too much. Or maybe, well, he gets introduced to the Dinosaur Conspiracy, and I guess maybe they have to be doing something. There has to be some plot he has to foil. Maybe that is it.
Sure. Just a MacGuffin.
Yes. Hands. Exclamation.
Oh, man. This is a noble and inspiring Bible we were creating first.
I hope that somebody finds this, these notes, and doesn't understand at all what they mean.
I hope they try and make a movie based on it. It looks nothing like it.
How does he meet Murphy?
Well, he could be the cop he's liaising with.
Yeah,
in the dinosaur conspiracy.
But does Murphy know? He knows about it before Nick does? Could be.
We can decide that later.
Okay. So, meets Murphy at the air song.
Can I go play Ikaruga now?
Yeah, let's come up with one more solid idea. We've already got like 15 solid ideas.
Here's another thing that dinosaurs have a problem with. Where do they go to the bathroom?
Should we discuss it, or should we just leave it hanging? Like a hang sort of question. Maybe.
I don't know. Can we bring back Leonardo da Vinci, though, somehow?
Well, he hasn't been introduced. Like, he meets him later, though. That was the problem. If this is a prequel, then that doesn't fit. Except since it was time travel, if Leonardo da Vinci traveled forward in time, then he would have already met Nick Bronson. Nick Bronson hasn't met him.
That's true. Okay.
That would introduce time travel again, but...
Briefly.
So, Leonardo da Vinci kind of plays the part of Doc Brown in this saga.
He could just be at the end of it, like, yeah, as the teaser into the next one.
Nick, you've got to help me. The dinosaurs are after the Mona Lisa.
All right. Cool. That didn't take as long as I thought it would. Really. For the Gobescu Wallace Report, my name is Charlie Wallace, reporting from Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Adam Gobescu, doing the same thing. I'll leave you with a psalm.
Nick Brunson was just a museum curator when he got into some trouble with a bunch of dinosaurs, and now he doesn't know what's going on. All he knows is that someday he might have to shoot them with a shotgun, but he does not know how to use a shotgun, and Charlie never wrote that down. Oh,
yes,
wait.
I did.
Yes, he
learning
did
to use shotguns.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And I don't know what chord I am doing at the moment. Give me a second. Anyway. Where was I? Oh, that is so right. Nick Bronson, he needs to kill things to make it alright. Alright. Hey, that's kind of a cute little kid out in the west side. Oh, he's gone. But Nick Bronson is not. No, he's not.
He's not gone. No.
Maybe someday he will be a true gentleman. But now he just needs to learn how to wield that shotgun. Oh, yeah. That shotgun. Oh, yeah. That shotgun.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.